Hollywood Casino, St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Missouri? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. Join by Thursday, February 28th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join in February for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See club for details.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Recognize this song. Places, everybody. Places. Right on the set.
So join his partners and here.
Partners, that's you guys.
There's no fun
left on FM.
Fecal ascending rectal translucency.
I got a feeling we're going to hear that a lot. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 20th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the place I've gone to the dentist for 46 years, Ballast Dental Care. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. This is the dental facility that you never thought existed. Because, the only way you would know it exists is if you're already a patient. And if you are, I'm talking to you, too, to thank you for going there if you went because you're AM and the PM. We'll talk to the rest of you right after we do this.
Hey!
At the control board, he'll be joining us on our European cruise in just 4 months. You'll get to meet him if you go on the cruise. Otherwise, you'll eventually get to meet him somewhere, somehow. He will actually be, of all of us going on the trip, Dan and Sandy and me, my wife, and Tim, and Lai, this will be the guy who's closest to being European because he lived in Great Britain for 19 years. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Maybe we should tell people in Europe that he's traveling with us and he's royalty. Maybe they'll buy that. Trevor Limestone Lime, Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a good day.
And we just found out from Julie, our travel agent, what are the odds that Dan Strauss is on the Strauss deck of the ship?
Wow.
His cabin. You know, what if it turns out that's your family?
I know.
And wouldn't that be something? On the, you got to get pictures.
Oh, yeah.
To put on our video of the Strauss deck that you're on. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Come on.
Trouser mouse. Look, with his trouser mouse.
There we go.
And if I only had a brain.
I don't know what that was.
I don't either, boy.
I'm sorry,
you must feel really stupid. You must be embarrassed. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you would like to retire?
Yes.
Well, yeah. All you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And that thing that you sent me is up on our Facebook page about Scott Sherman.
Scott's new sponsor. Yep. Good. That's good. People know how to get a hold of him and get all the information they need. Bill Cleveland's in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll check in with him in a moment. Next up is our newsman and our news director and the head of our research department and the guy in charge of resetting our digital clock. The guy who's also the author, I'm going to get it right this time, of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. I just read... Just been announced the book Bad Mood, Good Mood by St. Louis author Tim Woodburn has now reached number one on the Arcalot bestseller list. Wow. Unbelievable.
What's Arcalot?
I don't know. I don't know what that is, but whatever it is, it's number one on the bestseller list. He is an author, and he's also something else. I can't remember what it is. Oh, yeah. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you very much, Frank. I'd like to say hi. And a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They have been serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County for 77 years now. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling, call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com. Got three celebrity birthdays for you, Frank, and you can rank them in order of ugliness. Ready?
Okay.
Mitch McConnell, 77. Okay. Ivana Trump, 70. Charles Barkley, 56.
Well, I think the least ugly would be Ivana Trump.
Okay.
And next least would be Barkley, and then I guess the ugliest would be Mitch McConnell.
That's how I got him.
Everybody would agree with that. All right, thank you for that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, yeah.
And Radboy is not happy about what we learned today about the two new terms for passing gas, busting grumpies and fecal ascending rectal translucency. He does not like that because he wants to see people only say,
cheese.
Yeah, cut the cheese. He wants to stick with that one. He does not like these replacement terms that we have. Oh, my goodness. Will we hear polka music in Europe? I got to think Germany, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think so in Germany.
And we're spoiled. We may not appreciate it as much as we should because we're used to these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. I hope there's like a Germany, surely there will be a tavern and some oompa-pa band or something in there. I mean... there has to be. I'm just kind of starting to get excited about this. I haven't really thought about it, given it any thought. Now, after we talked to Julie, and I realize we're practically sold out with only four cabins left, I'm starting to get kind of fired up about it. We're brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It's where I've gone to the dentist for 46 years. They've been on board with us for about 15 or 16 years. It's a dental clinic, okay? It's got those chairs and those lights, and people wear the gloves and the mask. In many ways, a lot about Ballast Dental Care is very similar to the last place you went to the dentist. But it's not the last place you went, unless you went to Ballast Dental Care. Because that last place you went, I'm willing to bet you didn't particularly enjoy it. And you don't look forward to your next appointment. If you have a next appointment, cancel it and make it at Ballast Dental Care. Let's do that. Now, for those of you who don't have an appointment anywhere in the future and haven't been for years, you need to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. You will be glad you did. You will thank us for this recommendation. and I'm going to say you, I can't imagine why you will ever, ever want to go to another dentist. There are people who moved away from St. Louis long ago. They still come back into town twice a year to go to Ballast Dental Care because they do not want to go anywhere else. That's how comfortable and professional this place is. Ballast Dental Care. Prove me wrong. Make an appointment, okay? All the information is at this website. Again, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and the website is ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Ooh, from Memphis, Tennessee. Home of the King. King of Rock and Roll, man. I was Presley. Royce. And home of that new pyramid thing that the Bass Pro Johnny. Johnny Morris, who owns Bass Pro Shops, built this incredible pyramid thing in Memphis, and hopefully Bill will get a chance to see that if he hasn't yet. Bill Clevelin in Memphis is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And it's a fantastic value. If you want to know more about Window World, go to windowworldstlouis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, from Memphis, Tennessee, home of Sun Studios, Bill Clevelin. Bill, do you know what I'm talking about? That pyramid thing that Johnny Morris built down there? It's got a lake inside of it and boats in the water, and it's an offshoot of Bass Pro. What's it called? I don't even know what it's called.
No, you're right. It's Bass Pro. It was a former, I believe it was a basketball venue, if I'm not mistaken. It was some sort of a sports venue, and it sat dormant for a while, and the Bass Pro people bought it and turned it into a Bass Pro shop. It is, I don't know if it's the largest Bass Pro shop, but it has to be pretty darn close. You see it right off of Highway. It's either 40 or it's 55, but you see it as you're going over the bridges there, crossing over the Mississippi River.
It was also a concert venue because I think a lot of like Sting was there at one point, and a lot of concerts in there too. Thank you,
Bill.
Everybody.
What happened to Bill?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought maybe there was more to Dan's story, but I should know better.
No, there's never more. No, well, no, those, there's never.
This place is huge. An NBA team used to play their home games in it. I mean, this is a huge
place.
There
you go, Nate.
Well, no, he turned it into this magnificent extension of Bass Pro. Johnny Morris, if you ever want to read about an incredible individual, go read about Johnny Morris and the whole Bass Pro. Now Cabela's is included because they bought that too. It's beyond belief. And that Bill,
and
you
I
even
like,
talked about
I
that.
I like that guy a lot. I went to Wonders of Wildlife in Springfield, which
I was just
going to
mention
also,
that,
but. But the movie, did you watch the film that kind of talked about his life and his philosophy? I mean, I had such a great appreciation for him after I watched that film.
Yeah, and they say he's a billionaire, but he's just a really nice guy if you meet him. So what do we need to know about Memphis that we may not already know?
Well, I actually just left Memphis. I'm in New Madrid, Missouri right now.
Careful. Earthquake. Be careful.
Oh.
New Madrid fault. You're right in the middle of it, buddy.
Was that where Ivan Browning said was going to be our big earthquake right there, the center?
Wow, you got a good
memory. Oh, my God. I forgot all about that. I was in, was that in 93?
Oh.
I could totally be wrong on the year. I remember maybe. I was in grade school, and we had to plan for the whole thing. Everyone had to learn how to, you know, get underneath your desk on time, and they had all the drills, and oh my goodness, I forgot all about that.
I don't know why people pay attention to nuts like that. These people that predict the end. Remember when the arch was going to fall? Remember that deal? This guy said that arch is going to topple over, and there were actually people who avoided going downtown because they thought the arch was going to just come down. I don't pay any attention to that crap. And Ivan Browning, I didn't pay attention to him either. I didn't make any changes the day we were supposed to have the big the New Madrid fault earthquake. So, I was wrong. I said you're in Memphis. I lied to everybody. You're not in Memphis. You're in New Madrid.
No, that's my fault. I didn't give you an update. That's on me. I apologize for that. I went through. So I was in Meridian, Mississippi last night, and so you'll love this. I almost sent you a picture, Frank. So I jokingly, I think yesterday, said there's probably nothing to do in Meridian, Mississippi. And shame on me for not taking my own advice, what I preach to everybody else. And I didn't even bother looking around to see what was in Meridian, Mississippi. And I'm at the checkout at the hotel, and I look over, and there is a banner that's right next to the front desk. And on the banner is a picture of Kermit the Frog. And you know I'm a huge fan of Jim Henson and the Muppets.
Yeah.
And so they have a place, and it was 5 minutes away. I almost missed it. This incredible museum. It was called the Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience. And essentially, it highlights every single person from Mississippi that has contributed in some way to, film or music or literature. And it's massive. It's not quite a Hall of Fame, but it tells the stories of all of these great people. So you have Elvis, you have Oprah Winfrey, you have who's Darth Vader, the voice of Darth
James Earl Jones.
Oh yeah,
no, not James Earl Jones. Yeah.
No, you're right.
I almost said James Earl Ray. I've done that before.
Oh no, not that.
He isn't the voice
but,
of Darth Vader.
Yeah, just dozens and dozens and dozens of folks who are from Mississippi, from blues music to pop music to, like I say, television and movies, and I mean, so it was really, really neat. And one of them, of course, was Jim Henson, and so they had a rotating exhibit that's from one of the big museums in New York, and it had a bunch of the original Jim Henson Muppets, and some of the Dark Crystal stuff was on display, and so that was pretty cool. So I got to check that out today, and did that kind of start off my road trip home. But one thing I was going to mention, so I'm in Meridian, and I'm driving. I'm heading back towards St. Louis. I'm heading north, and just a horrible, horrible rains. I mean, just buckets and buckets of water just coming down. You can't see anything, and for whatever reason, my phone went out, and I had no GPS, had no cell service, and I realized that I had no idea where I was. I could not tell you what state I was in. I was getting close to Tennessee. I couldn't tell you what state. Couldn't tell you a highway, couldn't tell you anything.
Wow.
And that actually sort of I'm going to have to buy an atlas because I don't ever want to have that feeling again.
Okay, well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. If you had a heart attack or something, you had to pull over. I was going to say you couldn't even tell anybody when you called where you were. You couldn't even call anybody. So you just have to die on the side of the road. I mean,
well, that would have been a tragic ending.
Did you reboot your phone?
It was pouring down so hard, I did not want to stop at all. It was kind of scary, but I thought we rely so much on our GPS that so I need to make a map that next time. All right, one quick story before I let you go. So one of the things that I do because I travel solo typically is that I talk to a lot of people that maybe other people wouldn't talk to. So for example, the people that work at the front desk at hotels, I always strike up a conversation, kind of get to know a little bit about them and a little bit about the local area, whatever. So I'm talking to one of these folks yesterday, and we start talking about stories that, guests and maybe, weird guests or things, bizarre things that have happened in the hotel. This is probably going to be my next book, just writing about these types of stories. But I'm talking to this gal, and she says, oh, no, I got a great one for you. She said, just yesterday, a lady called down to the front desk and said that her microwave wasn't working in the room. And she's complaining that, she wanted to reheat something, that the microwave wasn't working. And the gal said, well, okay, that's interesting because there are no microwaves in the room. So they go up to inspect what on earth is going on. This woman, and I didn't ask the age, and she didn't offer the age, so I have no idea. Could have been a young woman, could have been old woman, whatever. This woman had put her food food into the room safe.
Oh, I was thinking that. The safe.
Oh my goodness! How can somebody be that stupid?
I know. And locked the food in the safe.
Wow!
And so they didn't know what the code was. Yeah. So there you go.
That's a good one.
That kind of stuff.
That's a good one.
Hotels all across America. So anyway, holy cow! I'll leave you with that. Headed home now, and hopefully we'll see you in studio tomorrow. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
That's a new one, man. I mean, we've all seen those room safes. How could anybody think that's a microwave? What'd be worse is think the microwave is the room safe and just fry your wallet in there or something. Melt your jewelry or whatever. Bill Cleveland from, he thinks he's in Meridian, Mississippi. I guess he'd do the rain.
No, he's in,
New Madrid. Sorry. He's in New Madrid, or he thinks he's in New Madrid. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for a lot of good reasons. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Now, we talked earlier about our trip. And the fact that the listeners who are going, we're going to make up like half of this cruise ship because it's only 165 passengers. And the last day there, we have breakfast in Zurich. We have breakfast in Lucerne, but we do go to Zurich. And I got this email just within the last hour. Listen to this. He says, Frank, I'm a pilot for American Airlines. I have flown to Zurich more times than I can count. There is a bakery at the airport called, and I'm going to take a run at this, Steiner Flughafenbäck. Ooh. He says that I highly recommend Steiner Flughafenbäck. He says, thank you. They make a chicken curry sandwich that is fantastic. He says he gets one every time for breakfast before he leaves Zurich. He says your cruise will be great, and I hope you'll try that sandwich. Fred, Captain Fred, American Airlines, thank you so much. I will... I'm actually going to set this aside and hang on to this and make a note of it so that when we're in Zurich, we can have a chicken curry sandwich at Steiner Flughafenbäck. So there you go. See, we're already starting to get tips from people. We mentioned earlier, Bernie Sanders has now jumped into the presidential race for 2020. That makes like 8 people, I believe, on the Democratic side. He's on the Democratic ticket, even though he's an independent, a socialist or whatever. And we said that in his first year in office, he would turn 80. If he got in and then got reelected, he'd be like 88 at the end of his term. He's obviously the oldest person, I guess, even to run for president. Wouldn't he be? I don't think anybody's ever run who's his age before. So good luck, Bernie. See how that goes. Tim, were you the one who recommended the abducted in plain sight?
Yes. Here's what I said. I said it was a fascinating watch, and then it's the fourth thing that I've watched in my life that I'll never watch again because it was so disturbing.
Is it Netflix?
Yes.
Well, you can't believe I got emails from listeners warning me and said that they heard you suggested, and they said, Frank, I'm just going to warn you. I got a couple emails like this. Just warning, it's dark and heavy or whatever. I have to watch it. I'm absolutely gonna watch before the end of the week. I'll watch Abducted in Plain Sight. It's a true story, right?
Yes, it is. It's beyond Hollywood could not script something this disturbing. I'll just put it that way.
Well, okay, I'm looking forward to it. Abducted in Plain Sight. Now, I think Tim also mentioned practical jokes earlier. I don't know, Limey, you wouldn't know this because you were across the pond, as they say. I think Dan remembers this. I know. And anytime somebody says practical joke, to me, one of the greatest jokes ever pulled on anybody was pulled on the phone company and the white pages of the phone book. That's right, young people. There used to be a thing called the phone book, and it was real thick. It had a bunch of numbers in it. And if you went to page 500-something in the phone book, and I don't remember the page, there was a listing for a resident named, and I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you this is how that got in there. For those of you old enough to remember, when you moved and you set up phone service, you would actually talk to somebody at the phone company about how you wanted your name listed. You'd give them the name, or you could go unlisted for like $1 a month. You'd be an unlisted number. But you'd give them the name the way you want it listed. I promise you this is how this got in here. Somebody called and said, put the listing under Scheithead, Charles Scheithead. I cut a page out of the phone book and carried it around with me for about a year to prove to people that in the S's was Charles Scheithead. And I promise you the only reason it got in there was in the moment when the person at the phone company was writing it down, if you said, yes, Scheithead, I promise you, the chances of anybody even catching it, because they're thinking Scheithead, S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D, Charles, here's the address, and they just moved on to the next one. It was the funniest thing I have ever seen to see that name, and it was listed multiple times in the phone book. They got away with putting it in like 20 or 30 times with different addresses. So you go Scheithead, 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 S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D, hysterical. Whoever was responsible for that, you win if there's a contest. There's a kid named David Halston. He's 18. He's a hard-working 18-year-old. He's a landscaper and snowplow operator in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. He's visiting his mother in Seattle. She's been ill. And while he's there, he realizes Seattle has the snowiest February they've had in 70 years. 70. That's the year that Seattle has had. Accumulations at one time of up to 10 inches in some places. So he's telling a buddy of his back in Idaho while he's visiting his mother, who's recovering from surgery, about this snow. And his buddy said, hey, man, you got a snowplow. Fly back here, get it, drive it to Seattle. So he does. In 4 days, he drives the thing to Seattle, and because they're desperate for snowplow people, in 4 days, this 18-year-old guy, working pretty much around the clock, made $35,000 plowing snow.
Wow.
He said he would get jobs anywhere from $500 to $1,000, parking lot jobs. He said he set up immediately a Craigslist ad offering to plow snow in Seattle. And he said then the jobs just kept coming in. He gets a job for $1,000. He gets a job for $500, one for $750. I mean, if you do that and you knock it out in an hour,
man,
and you want to work, you know, 20 hours a day, $35,000
wow.
in 4 days. Good for him.
Incredible.
Good for him. You bet. Now, Dan, yes. I saw this morning, the Sheldon Concert Hall,
mm-hmm.
great concert venue, and I took a look at who's coming. I didn't put the date down, but it's a band called, tell me if you've heard of them. This is such a great name. You know when we were trying on your old band to come up with names? Here's the name of the band, Leftover Salmon. Have you ever heard of them?
No. No, I never have.
I read this article this morning. They've been around 30 years. I went on YouTube and I watched Leftover Salmon perform. I don't know how to describe their music. It's different. It's like it's sort of jazz, sort of Cajun, sort of steel drum Jamaican. They have banjos and guitars. But what an either a great name or a horrible name. Leftover Salmon. I can almost smell it. You can almost smell Leftover Salmon. Now, here's another thing I didn't know existed. I'm reading this morning where Dollar General, and we all know that store, great store, has recalled baby gripe water. Have you ever
baby
heard of
gripe
this?
Water?
Baby gripe water?
G-R-I-P-E. It says baby gripe
is
water. Sold at Dollar General.
Is that something like that Pedialyte or whatever it is?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right it on. Is. It says, so they recalled a bunch of bottles of baby gripe. What a horrible name.
Baby gripe.
It's used to ease teething pain in babies.
Oh.
Okay, it's in 4-ounce amber bottles. Comes with an oral syringe. I have three kids. I never heard of baby gripe. Maybe it wasn't around then. Baby gripe. It's a bad name.
We used Numbzit. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. We used that.
Yeah.
That works. That's good stuff. So apparently we've lost a fashion, big deal fashion guy, Karl Lagerfeld. Have you ever heard of this
guy? Yeah, I have. Are you going to talk about his pet?
No, what's his pet?
Oh, yeah. He's got a cat, right? And he left his cat $150 million.
Oh!
Yeah, he was like he was something to do with like the Chanel fragrance or something like that.
The Chanel line, the whole Chanel line. He was like their number one designer or something. Yeah. But here's the deal. Here's the thing. He looks like a guy who would leave his cat money. But if you go look at this guy, Karl Lagerfeld. He always wore those gloves with cut out fingers like bikers wear.
Oh yeah.
And he dressed like Andy Warhol or something. He's just a weird, freaky, genius looking guy. And I guess you have to look like that and act like this is a guy who said at one time, Karl Lagerfeld, that young models should be groped.
Okay, but
come on, don't applaud that.
This guy's cat's name was, I hope I pronounced this right, it was Choupette. Choupette. And this guy was such a weirdo that when he would go out to restaurants, he'd bring the cat with him, and the cat would have to eat on the table as he ate his food because the cat wouldn't eat on the floor.
Wow.
That's the cat that got $1 million.
Wow. Whoa.
See, what's interesting to me is this guy, I read some stuff where people over the years said horrible things. This guy was horrible in many ways and weird. Yet he dies. Oh, the world has lost, you know. Okay, maybe they lost a fashion icon or something. Why don't you just say in the obituary, just flat out weirdo.
How old was he?
He was pretty old. I don't have the date. He was old, 88 or 90 or something like that. Karl Lagerfeld. I know nothing about fashion. I don't.
He's got a rich cat now.
Yeah. Now, Payless Shoes, gone.
Oh, yeah.
Bankrupt. Out of business. Closing, get this, 2,500 Payless Shoe stores.
How about that?
Wow.
I've been in Payless. I'll bet you I don't buy shoes. I know I don't go in anywhere, a shoe store or anywhere to buy shoes, but maybe like every 3 or 4 years. Women are in a shoe store every week, you know, or month. Who buys shoes often here? No guys do.
No.
Do they?
No,
not really.
It's been 3 years since I've bought shoes.
I have bought shoes at Payless before, though.
Yeah, me too.
Not so much anymore because I really like Skechers, and they don't have those.
Oh,
they have all these off.
I'm wearing them now. Yeah. I love Skechers.
Did they say why they shut down or went bankrupt?
I'm guessing
it's like online banking. Shopping is killing them.
Wow.
It's 2,500 stores in the U.S. and Canada, so I don't know how many, but I got to thinking about this. Okay, 2,500 stores. If each store employs just 10 people, that's 15,000 people that are out of work.
And each mall, I think all the malls around here, I think, have one.
Yeah, there's one in South County Mall. Yeah. I know that. Well,
they have locations here. I just read this. They have locations in 36 other countries. Those will stay open. Wow, 420 company-owned stores and 370 international franchises. This is a huge operation. Wow. So they got a whole bunch of stores out of the country. Isn't that weird that they can make it there, can't make it here? You know what else is open overseas and hasn't been open here forever? Remember Kenny Rogers had those roaster chicken places called Kenny Rogers Roasters?
There's a Seinfeld episode about that.
Do you remember their advertising slogan? I stole it.
What was it?
It's the wood that makes it good.
it's a great slogan. And by the way, it's a great restaurant. I ate at one in Branson, and the chicken, the roast, it was fantastic. Not one open anymore in the country, yet there are 140 Kenny Rogers roasters overseas. 140. Now you'd think anywhere it would succeed, it would be here. He's ours. He's Kenny Rogers, for goodness sakes. How come we couldn't keep it going? You want to hear a real quick great story?
I'd love to.
I just have time to tell this. I haven't been to Branson to really see Branson. Last time I was in Branson was years ago. I was in country music, and I went down for one day to meet with Kenny Rogers. Now these commercials had been running, and Kenny Rogers Roasters was a big deal, and they had one in Branson, and Kenny Rogers did the commercials himself, and on the TV commercial, and you're right, Tim, I think I do remember that slogan, but on the commercial, Kenny Rogers himself said, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. So I go to the Kenny Rogers Roasters before I meet with him. He was at the Grand Palace Hotel, Grand Palace Theater. And I ate there. It was tremendous. I had like corn and roasted chicken and mashed potatoes. So when I meet him, I said, you know, this is kind of awkward what I'm about to do. I said, but I stopped on the way here and ate at your Kenny Rogers Roasters. He said, how'd you like it? And I said, I didn't like it at all. And I said, on your commercials, you say that, you know, you give people their money back. And I took out the receipt and handed it to him. He gets his wallet out and pays me.
What?
Pays me the amount that I spent at Kenny Rogers Roasters. And after he gave me the money, it was, I don't know, it was like $11 and something. So he gave me $12. I just looked at him. I said, hey, man, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it's good to know that you actually do follow through. And he laughs. I said, it was great. I was just kidding. And I gave him his money back. But, yeah, I don't understand. Remember, Roy Rogers had a chain. Roy Rogers, was it hamburgers? Or what?
Ooh,
the, just a like a remember. Family restaurant or something? That didn't make it. Those, a lot of places, that's a tough business, the restaurant business. Let me get the ladies in. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request from Dawn. Dawn, thank you for the email. Yes, I will retell this for you. I'm happy to do it. Guy goes on a fishing trip with his buddies, and he tells his wife, he said, look, leaving Friday after work. I'll be back Sunday night. So it's really only like a 48-hour deal. He packs up his fishing gear and heads off for work Friday. He says, remember now, I'll see you Sunday night. Because after, she says, yeah, I know, fishing trip. So he leaves. He comes home Sunday night. Now, he had left the house Friday, clean shaven. It's like me. No beard, no mustache. He comes home after this fishing trip. He has a massive beard. I mean, from his face out, the hair is like 3 inches. It's a big beard. And she thought it was a disguise when he comes home. She says, What's with the disguise? He said, honey, it's not a disguise. Here. And she pulls on it. He's got a beard that would take anybody 7 months to grow over the weekend. She said, what the heck? He said, I know. It's the weirdest thing. He said, we went fishing in Beardstown, Illinois. And I don't know what kind of magical power. Look at this. I go to Beardstown. Look at this beard. She says, well, maybe next time you could go to St. Peter's.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Mako. Slow southbound 170, Ladue 264. Volume westbound 70 at Air Flight. Your solid westbound 44 at Hampton. Westbound 64 backs up east of Kings Highway. And a crash westbound 4064 west of Route K. You might not be able to get a new car with your tax refund, but you can make your car feel like it's brand new. All it needs is a great paint job. Come into Mako today and get your dream paint job during their tax season sales event. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hollywood Casino. Come play where the rewards and thrills never end. You can never have too much of a good thing. With over 2,000 of the hottest slots, 80 table games, 7 premier dining outlets, and newly remodeled luxury hotel suites, the thrills really are endless. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Missouri? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate, and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
The perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness is extended. Join by Thursday, February 28th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join in February for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contracts. See club for details.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Well, it looks as if charges of falling a false police, filing a false police report are could come any time from Mr. Smollett and the little stunt that it looks like he pulled. Still, not 100% sure that he did it until they tell us that he's finally rolled over and said, okay, I made it up. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of a tremendous restaurant. You know, when we take this trip to Europe, we're going to discover what's considered over there the best. Like Fred, the pilot, said, go to this place and have a breakfast sandwich. When people come to St. Louis, they go back from wherever they came and rave about Annie Guns. Oh, you should go to this place. And right next door, oh, there's the Smokehouse Market. Folks, when you do dine or have lunch at Annie Guns, please make a point to go next door to the Smokehouse Market, either before or after you eat. Maybe before if it's dinner, because you might be there late and they'll be closed by the time you finish dinner. But one way or another, go into the Smokehouse. You're going to see what the big deal is. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're next door to each other. They're closed only on Monday. And they sell thousands and thousands of gift cards every year. Keep that in mind. Somebody you know would love a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Would you please give it up for Mike Evans?
What's up, homie?
What's up with you, man?
What up, dog? Trying to lay lick on the king of the dip. Come on, man. Jesse Smollett's life theme is, I have met the enemy, and it was me.
No kidding.
Perfect. This week's PodQuest theme, celebrities who spend a lot of time, their free time, doing something that you might be surprised at. They really enjoy it. Today, name the name of the celebrity who loves to shop at thrift stores at least once a week. Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, man.
Drew Barrymore. Tina Fey. Ryan Seacrest. So I talked to a friend of mine in town who knows a lot of publicists who are the ones that come out with that over-under line. I was thinking about what you said the other day when you asked me, and I said a year. I asked, what are they saying about Miranda Lambert's marriage? The over-under line in Hollywood is 6 months.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I got three old stories with new twists. Weeks and weeks ago, I told you that the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences approached Whoopi Goldberg about hosting the Oscars, but she demanded free range and to be able to say anything she wants, and the Academy declined. Academy declined.
Good.
But here's the hot rumor. Whoopi may be the surprise host. Adding to the rumors, Whoopi hasn't been on The View all week, and she spent a couple nights this week, including last night at the Roosevelt Hotel, right across the street from the Dolby Theater, where rehearsals have been taking place where the Oscars are held. I wouldn't be surprised. It was also would mark the 20th anniversary of the last time she hosted the Oscars.
Oh, my goodness. I hope to goodness she's not going to host the Oscars. It'll be nothing but a political rant.
I know. Absolutely. Second story, Monday I said, I find it very weird that Lady Gaga said that she wanted to wait till she got married until she was 40 years old, but she was still engaged to Christian Carino. Well, they broke up last night, made it official this morning. So I knew that
too
was
bad. I wanted those kids to make it.
I know. We talked about Bill Cosby living the life of Riley in prison with the Crip gang supporting and protecting him. But now word, MS-13 gang is promising to kill Cosby while he's in jail.
Whoa! Whoa! Watch out, Bill.
Yeah, you better be careful. Oscars are Sunday, and the whining and demanding of Steven Spielberg, Spike Lee, Quentin Tarantino, there's a trio to draw to, insisting that the Oscar telecast put back in the live presentation for the winners of cinematography, editing, production designer, and sound. Well, it worked. They're putting it all back in. Now it looks like the show will be closer to 4 hours long.
Nobody
egos,
wants to
egos,
see those.
Egos.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it enough that you're nominated? I mean, sure, you're in the business, the industry, you're nominated. I mean, do you have to be on television, too, and make the show long? It's just ridiculous.
Hey, I'll do this whole list tomorrow, but while you're here, I just USA Today this morning put what they consider to be the 10 best Oscar-winning movies of all time. What do you think number one was? And here, I'll give you some of them. Schindler's List is in here. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There are 10 of them. But what do you think came in first of all the Academy Award-winning movies? Any guesses?
Forrest Gump.
No? No, The Godfather, the original Godfather.
Oh, that makes
sense. Now, you want to feel old? What? You want to feel old? What year do you think The Godfather was made? Quick, Tim, without
76.
Looking. What year?
75.
76.
Oh, I'm 78.
77. Well,
you're a lot closer than I would have been. 72.
I'll say 72. I'll change my...
Dan, you got it. 1972.
Way to go,
Dan. So I'll read the whole list tomorrow of what they consider to be the 10 best of all the Oscar winners. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
I'm going to make you an offer that you cannot refuse.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I'm okay. Did I ever tell you that regarding Michael Jackson's 2005 child molesting trial that you remember I covered, had Michael Jackson been found guilty, he had a private jet to fly him to Bahrain, where there is no extradition agreement with the United States, even had a house there to live in forever?
Oh, I don't think that's a surprise. It's not a surprise at all to me.
Don't make this stuff up. I don't think I've ever mentioned that, but when this documentary came out and I was thinking about, I don't think I've ever talked about it. He was already ready to go to Bahrain. Lindsay Lohan, Beach Club on MTV debuted with 1 million viewers. I was shocked it was that strong. However.
And there's always a however in life.
Now there's less than 350,000 viewers. Still high. Sponsors are bailing out. Translation, bye-bye, so long, farewell, see you at Lindsay Lohan. People are still watching. It's always in the top six or seven. Masked Singer.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't stand that.
You know what? Time completely got away from us. Limey just told me. We got 10 seconds.
Oh.
This is unbelievable. I can't believe that we were so caught up in what you were saying. We're out of time. Just say goodbye. We'll pick up tomorrow and do the top pop quiz answer. Goodbye. Yeah. Thank you, Limey. Holy cow. You know what? That's what happens when you're having fun. Time just flies. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am
just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, goodbye. All right,
Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Chicago police say Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now classified as a suspect for filing a false police report, which in Illinois is a Class 4 felony. Smollett claimed last month that he was beaten by two people who yelled racist and homophobic slurs at him, but recent reports suggest he staged that incident. It's up to Attorney General William Barr if Congress or the American people will get to see the full special counsel report or not. The report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election could be submitted to Barr as early as next week. A federal judge is agreeing to delay the date that President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen reports to prison.
On Wednesday, Cohen's attorneys asked Judge William Pauley to delay his report day by 60 days because of his recent shoulder surgery. Judge Pauley agreed and has delayed the date to May 6th. Cohen's attorneys also cited that their client will be called to testify before three congressional committees at the end of this